Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. Once again, we welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us. Today, we're delighted to welcome back a guest we spoke with here a couple of weeks ago. Her name is Heidi Glantz, and she is a coach. She teaches coaches. She teaches people who want to be coaches how to be coaches and who are already coaches how to be even much better coaches. And one of the things that she teaches, and her teaching is really wrapped around, based on someone's core values. She points out there are two sets of values. You have your core values, which are inherent, and you have your acquired values. These are the values you develop from your environment and your life. Your core values are kind of like a friendly Saint Bernard. They don't have to fight for your attention because they belong to you. Your acquired values are more like a barking chihuahua. Interesting way to put it. Anyway, Heidi is a certified values coach with Science to Well-Being, where she specializes in coaching that empowers clients to operate from their core values in their careers and their daily lives. She points out we're much more effective when we work toward goals that are based on our values. When we live from our core values, we gain not only a sense of peace, but much better health as well. She trains coaches to work with these concepts and then helps them to establish long-term satisfaction through the process through the Values to Well-Being Certification Program. As she points out, once you begin to understand your own value system, you begin to recognize core and acquired values in others. And this awareness is what helps with conflict resolution. You can see the outside of your own attached to both your perspective and the other person's perspective. Says Heidi, that's the coaching after the coaching. It's a real fascinating subject to talk about. Heidi is a great guest. We had a wonderful conversation with her a couple of weeks ago, and it really is a delight to bring her back on the mic with us. She's based, by the way, out in Albany, Oregon, where it's a beautiful day today. And Heidi, beautiful here. Nice to have you back. How are you today?
I'm wonderful, Doug. Thank you for having me back. And I will just say I'm a chihuahua lover. I have two of them.
You do. Very good. Good for you. You know, when we talk about values and acquired values, expand a little bit on this subject of values. And why is that so important, do you think, that coaches should focus on this and realize how important focusing on values is to them? I know that's what you focus on a lot in your teaching. Talk a little bit more about it.
So I fundamentally believe that everything that we do in our lives, from the toothpaste we buy to the types of dogs we buy or bring into our families, from the jobs we choose to even our friends, all of those things are really decisions that can be tied back to your value system in one way or another. So the values sort of underlie everything that you do in your life. And so from our perspective, the reason this program is so valuable for coaches of every niche, executive coaches, life coaches, financial coaches, it really everything comes back to these values. And in every coaching conversation that I've ever had with a client, eventually we get to a value. You start to hear what's really driving their decisions, what's driving the inner conflict that they're experiencing, and even what's driving the external conflict that they may be experiencing with another person or within an organization or something like that. And when you really boil it back down, you start to realize that either a value that's very strong in them is presenting itself, or a value in somebody else is presenting themselves that may sort of rub up or be in conflict with their value. And so I really do think that this coaching program and what we've done here is a really strong way to further that conversation, not just about what values do you hold, but what values are really serving you best. Because even though you hold a value, it may not always help you show up as the best version of yourself, and that's what we really want to get to the heart of here.
Well, it's very interesting because this is something we don't hear spoken about a lot of them, and there are various, you know, methods one can learn how to be a coach and to get accredited to be a coach. Talk to me a little bit about the actual program that you're involved with, you know, that teaches people all of this science aspect of coaching, science to well-being, which has a fabulous website, by the way, sciencetowellbeing.com, and the two is a figure two, sciencetowellbeing.com. Explain how this program works.
Oh, wonderful. I'd love to. So everything is based off of the research that Dr. Sanka Holzer has done. She's actually performed research studies about how our values show up in our lives and how our well-being is affected when we're not living out of our core true values. And so that's sort of the underlying basis of everything that we teach. And then we've taken the steps, all of our trainers and coaches that work on the program and own the company are certified by the International Coach Federation. We all have a credential through the International Coach Federation. So everything that we do is propped up by the standards, the ethics, and the competencies that the ICF puts out. And that's very important to us that all of that is done. We went through the entire accreditation process with the International Coach Federation. So we are accredited through them. And you can actually receive 41 continuing education credits through the International Coach Federation. And this can be whether you're a new coach or if you're a current coach with a credential and you need to get some more of those CCEUs is what we call them. So I want to make sure that's clear, that we have all of that underlying our basis. And then the way the cohorts are structured is we have a conversation about the science. We really want everyone to be able to speak into the science and the studies that were done. So we bring Dr. Holzer in, and she answers everyone's questions. We've got some videos that they watch that really boil down into the science, and then we bring her in to answer their follow-up questions. And then we move into the meat of the program. The first lesson that we typically offer is a lesson in ethics. And this gives us a chance to review those International Coach Federation competencies and to really stress the competencies around the ICF ethics, because, of course, we want this to be an ethically executed program. There's a lot of deep work that starts to come up here, and we need the coaches to be aware that that's going to happen and how they should move forward with clients as they go through this process. So that's really important for us to tee this up. And then we have four different modules. The first one is a set of thought experiments, that's what we call them. They're different ways to get perspectives about what your values are, not just writing them down, but what's driving your behaviors day in and day out. What do other people see in you, for example? What would other people say your values are? How are you spending your time? All of these kinds of things help you start to digest, okay, what are all of the values that really are part of me in some way? And then we take that information and we have a process to walk through and start asking really great questions to be able to determine, are these values serving you in a healthy way? Are you having positive reactions to these feelings? Do they bring you energy? Do they drain your energy? If you had to stop executing on this value, would you feel relieved? Would you find it difficult to stop executing on this value, even when it's not really all the time enjoyable in the moment? So those are sort of the questions that we start to dive in around each of these values. And then in the next module, we train the coaches how to help clients start to figure out, what do I do with that information? Now that I know that these values aren't serving me, what are some tips and tools and techniques that I can employ on a daily basis to reframe those values, to either use them less, put sort of a set point around how often I execute from that value, or reframe the behaviors that I have around that value that are, so they're more closely aligned with my core values, my those innate values that make me, do serve me and make me feel fulfilled and sustained. And then in our last module, we go through some continuing steps, like how do you talk to people who aren't aware of this idea of core and acquired values and how important values are, or how do you sustain this going forward for yourself in the future? What are some ways to remember and create triggers, if you will, to remind you when you may or may not be acting out of your core values? So it's an extensive program, and one of the things that we're very strict about is that we do have the coaches partner up. We want to make sure that the coaches have practice using the materials, and we also want the coaches to experience what it's like to go through this for themselves. One, because of course we want them to have that beautiful gift, and two, we want them to be able to relate to their clients in a really strong way as they're going through the material. So it creates a bond, and it really prepares you for the cycle of emotions that you're going to feel. One of the things that we do notice is that your well-being, your sense of well-being does start to dip after you start to identify your values. It's a lot of information, and it may be information that you weren't prepared for. But then after you start working with this concept and you start to reframe those values, you always come back up higher than you were before. Your well-being very much increases. But because of this cyclical nature, we really want the coaches to have that experience so they know what to look for in their clients. They can have that relatability with their clients and really do the best job they can with their clients as they go forward.
You know, it really just sounds like a fascinating program. And what I find interesting is you point out it doesn't matter what kind of coach you are. As everybody knows, there are coaches who can help people in almost every aspect of their life, whether it's a business, you know, career that they're having issues with and they need a coach to help them, or if it's have family issues that they need a coach to help them. I mean, they're grief coaches. They're coaches in so many aspects of our daily lives. But this works for any coach. Doesn't matter what kind of coach that coach is. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, because no matter what the conversation, whether you're trying to help someone find, I know relationship coaches, and they're helping people find their true partners. Well, you have to have some connection and values when you're talking about figuring out your partner. When you're an executive trying to lead a team and set strategic plans for the company and distill values down into the organization, you have to understand what your values are and what values you want to show up in the organization. So it really can run the gamut. Even money, I do a lot of financial coaching as well, and I can tell exactly what's important to somebody by looking how they spend their money. So there's an incredibly strong tie between your values and your money. You just may not recognize that it's there.
You know, what's interesting is that I know you can teach someone from the beginning who is not an accredited coach, but you help a lot of people who are already coaches. These are advanced programs to help them grow their coaching business. I'm intrigued to know what kind of response you get back after someone has been a coach for a while, helping clients, and then has gotten involved with this program. What they say to you after they've been through this, and how it has changed their coaching. Do you hear much about that feedback from them?
Oh yeah, we get so many positive reviews from our coaches about how it's able to help them relate in a different way to their clients. They start to hear the values more strongly. I mean, I think we all sort of pick up on those key values, but now what do you do with that, and how can you dive deeper into that? And it just creates a really powerful experience for their clients. We hear from them how much it's changed their own lives, being able to understand their value system. And, you know, in coaching, one of the things that's really important is that we keep our own personal biases in check when we're working with a client. And when you become very aware of your own values, that helps you start to recognize where you may or may not have biases with certain clients or certain things that come up. So it's another way to sort of approach the ICF ethics in checking your bias as a coach. We hear how wonderful their clients are doing after experiencing this and how much growth they get very quickly. I mean, it's an intensive program if you use it in the structured framework that we have. But on the other side of it, it's a jump start to really all of that growth that you've been trying to achieve for a long time. You know, if you go back to Simon Sinek, he has the whole discussion about understanding your why. Well, your why is your values. I mean, that's, if you take it back that far, it becomes your underlying values. So it's a really strong way to really jumpstart all of that personal development and all that personal growth that you could have. And it changes your life. It changes the client's life. It changes the coach's life because now you see values everywhere. You look at marketing commercials and you think to yourself, oh, I think the value they're trying to sell me here is this. Or you look at your relationships and you start to understand the people around you better. It really is just fascinating. So we get so much great feedback about how much this has helped people really start to move into growth phase and become more of that authentic self that they've always wanted to be.
Wow, sounds great. Explain a little bit about how it works. What's the process one goes through when they sign up to enter the program? How does it work?
So we usually do a few webinars a year. We just started our fall cohort, so we'll start another one in January, and in February, and we'll start doing some webinars right around the end of the year into January to talk about the program. Typically, we interview folks to make sure they're a good fit for the program before we bring them in, and then we would sign you up for the cohort. And we actually do, our first meeting is sort of an introduction. We have people introduce themselves to the rest of the group and sort of watch the group dynamic. And then we start pairing off the coaches for the coaching part of the program because, they will practice and they will get coached through the program. So we do take a lot of care to try to align the folks in our cohort as best we can to make sure they're a good fit for their practice sessions. And then we just meet. We start out meeting once a week when we're doing things like the science and the ethics. And then when we move into the coaching around the modules, we meet every couple of weeks to give time for you to process what's happened. And we do provide a space for them to coach together at the time of the meeting. But we also, if they want to continue to practice their coaching skills and continue to work together off time, we want to make sure they have space to do that. And then we celebrate. We have them come back and tell us what their experience was, and we celebrate them, and we give them the certificate to show that they're a values to well-being coach. The other really wonderful thing I think we offer is access to all of our intellectual property. So if a values to well-being coach really wants to take this into an organization and they need presentation materials, we can help them develop those materials and allow them to use our intellectual property in those conversations. We have workbooks for the coaches that they can use with their clients, which is a really beautiful gift. It's a wonderful journal of everything that they went through in the program. There's places for them to write and take notes and keep for forever to go back and review and to, you know, coach themselves later on. You know what? I forgot what some of my core values might have been, some of those ones that were not so prominent at the time. I want to go back and read what I wrote and really have that experience and bring that to the forefront again. So I think we offer a lot of tools to really help the coaches use the program with their clients and be fully prepared to take this into their practice.
You know, it sounds so beneficial. There are so many questions. How long does this program take, by the way? And I assume it's in person. You make it sound like it's you're getting together. You know, we've been working, you know, virtually for a year and a half, 2 years. Is this going to be in person now?
We do it over Zoom.
You do.
We have a Zoom account. We do it remotely. And it works. We, of course, we would love to have in-person cohorts, but we actually have coaches that join our program from all over the world. We've had Italian coaches, Sanka Holzer. Dr. Holzer is actually based in Austria, so we get a lot of European coaches. We have coaches from California, from Oregon, Mexico. They come from all over the place, so it really helps us to be able to do it virtually that way. But we are there live together. It's not a recorded session. We are there together conversing in person in that way.
All right. Anybody who wants to learn more about this and get more of a grasp of it, by all means, go check out this website, science2wellbeing.com. And again, two is the figure two, science2wellbeing.com. You can find out a lot more about the program there. And obviously, you know, you learn how to get in touch with people. I asked you before how long this program takes, definitely. I mean, what would be the length of time involved for a typical customer or client or student?
So it takes about 3 months. The first month we'll meet every week, and we do the introductions, and then we go into the science and the ethics, and then we do the four modules, and they're spaced about 2 weeks apart. So by the time we get to graduation after that, all of that, it's around 2.5-3 months for the program, once a week over the course of that time, once a week or once every 2 weeks, I should say.
Well, that's good to know. What, explain a little bit about your role in the program. You know, you are science to well-being. You're not just a coach. What is your role?
So I actually own, I'm a partner in the company of Science to Well-Being with my business partner, Laurie Cozart, and then, of course, Dr. Sanka Holzer as well. Mm-hmm. She is part of our program. So I am an owner, and I also... I am responsible for delivering the meat of the training. Laurie Cozart is our master certified professional coach. So she is there to cover our ethics and provide our coaches with that really wonderful foundation. And then she also provides coaching supervision. So we do listen into some of the conversations that are occurring between the coaches and provide, we call it feed forward information back to the coaches. And she plays that role. I play some of that role as well. And then I deliver all of the training. So we will have sort of directive training where I present the materials, explain what the thought experiments are, how to use them in the context of the framework, and how to use them if you want to go off book and sort of use them outside the context of the framework. So I provide all of that training, and then we have a couple of folks that work for us. Steve Cozart is also a coach, and he helps us with our learning platform and interacts with the coaches, providing a little bit of feed-forward information and helping us make sure they have everything they need to be able to work through the program.
Well, that is so good to know. And I know core values is such an important part of this whole program. How does one identify their core values? It's not simple, is it?
It's really not. It can be a bit tricky. Most of the time, if you ask someone to state their values, they're going to hit on a few of their core values. They're going to be in there somewhere in that list. The tricky part is sometimes our acquired values can get so deeply ingrained in our psyche that we get them confused, and it's hard to dig them out, if you will. But if you really want to start trying to identify, okay, what are my true core values, one of the best questions you can ask yourself is, you know, what makes me? What is it that, you know, what is it that's different about my really close relationships versus my acquaintances? What is that connection? What makes you jump out of bed in the morning? Or who is it that you admire and why? What are the traits that you really admire in other people? One of my favorite questions to really discern if it's a core value is, would you keep doing this value even when it's not enjoyable? Because, you know, one of my top core values is responsibility, and I can tell you in the moment, it's not always enjoyable to be choosing to act from that value of responsibility. But in the long term, when I look back at those moments and I can say, yep, I was being my most authentic, responsible self, those are the moments that bring me long-term satisfaction every time. So it really is looking at these things that, you know, when you go back in time and see, okay, I was acting out of that value and I really felt fulfilled. And when I come back to that moment, I still feel that sense of fulfillment and joy. Not an immediate hit of dopamine, but a long-lasting sense of satisfaction and really sort of proud of yourself in a way.
That's, you know, it's so fascinating because I remember you saying there really are no bad values, but it seems like someone's acquired values are the ones that tend to lead them astray, and you have to be vigilant. Core values can serve as a magnet in the center when you spin away, so it's important to know which is which. Isn't that true, I would say?
Yeah, it really is important to know which is which, and I do say that there are no bad values. I mean, there are so many examples of values that can really be good values. Even, you know, justice. Justice could lead you to become a great lawyer, or it could lead you to be a vigilante. It's really about acquired values. When they start to not serve you, they start to be exaggerated. They start to be sort of a caricature of themselves. They're not really based in those true principles anymore. I mean, all values have some true principle underneath, but when they start to get this exaggerated or caricature character to them, they're not able to serve you the same way. So you do have to be vigilant and remind yourself which of these values I want to continue to work out of. Some acquired values are great. Some of them have done great things for great people. Sometimes they're very synergistic with their core values. It really comes back to whether or not this value is serving you and creating that long-lasting satisfaction in your life.
You know, I guess the really important question here is, how do you find that coaches who've gone through this process and, you know, been through the Science to Well-Being program have changed? Are they totally different as a coach? Are they much better? How would you answer that? What do you think?
Well, I can say it made me a much better coach. I think it levels up your EQ in a way that you probably didn't really expect, your emotional intelligence. I mean, you can really start, you know, as coaches, one of the things we're taught is to look for the thing behind the thing, because whatever it is they're saying is probably not really the thing. You're looking for that emotion in their voice, their body language, those things, those little wheels that are turning behind the scenes to really start to understand what's going on with this person. And you're looking for that so you can ask good questions to be able to bring some of that up. But if you start to notice the words they're using that are really tied to values, I mean, even the way someone introduces themselves, right? I'm a mom. I have four kids. This is my job. You can start to ask yourself, okay, are those values that are showing up there, do they have a strong value of family? Is that why they said mom first, I'm a mom? And it really does start to tune you in a little bit better.
Well, it's a remarkable program, no question about that. We've heard a lot about it talking with you, and, you know, I was not familiar with it at all. I'm so glad you came back to explain about this, Heidi. We have run out of time. Once again, the important thing here is this website for anyone who's interested to go to the website and learn more about it and learn how to get in touch with you and the other people involved. It's science2wellbeing.com. Again, two is figure two. Not the word to, science2wellbeing.com, and you can learn all about it. And we thank you, Heidi Gluntz, for being with us today and telling us all about it. Heidi, it's been a real pleasure having you back. Thank you so much for being with us again. Okay? Great guest.
Thank you, Doug.
You are so welcome. All right, everybody, I hope you learned something here. I know I did. It's a great program, Science to Wellbeing. Look it up.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
That we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. We'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care. Have a great day. Bye for now.